Welcome, welcome, welcome. You're far too kind. Come on, sit down. I appreciate you. You're far too kind. Welcome to Plant Better Conferences. Come on, make some noise. You get to hear a lot of this on our podcast, too. Brick by Brick, Les Brown, Maximum Achievement Team. Make some noise.
Welcome to Season 6 of Brick by Brick with Antonio and Tempest. Thank you for checking us out. Thank you for being with us all this time. I really hope that this season is life-changing for you. I hope this season inspires you to go out in the world and be amazing. I hope that this season inspires you to rebuild your life brick by brick. We're always here to help you. You can always check us out online at batsjr.com or on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, LinkedIn, same, batsjr.com, or email us info@batsjr.com. We're here to help you plant better. Thanks again. Enjoy the show. Audible is offering our listeners a free audiobook with a 30-day trial membership. Just go to audible.com/brickbybrick and browse the unmatched selection of audio programs. This month, Antonio and I highly recommend The Code of the Extraordinary Mind, written by Vishen Lakhiani. Just go to audible.com/brickbybrick. It's that easy. Go to audible.com/brickbybrick today and get started.
Okay, welcome back to day 4 of the Plant Better Financial. So we're here. We got the same people in front of us. At, well, one or two minus or plus. And so we've got the super extroverts here for you.
Woo!
That's for sure. That's for sure. So you're going to be asking a lot of questions.
Yes.
Okay, so here's what I need you to do. An audience, follow along. This is a real subject. Okay, this is, listen, I've taught you well day 1, 2, and 3. I taught you how awesomely about money. Now, I can get into the numbers of it, in which I will. However, you need to understand that this is very important. If you do not understand number 4, that's today, it doesn't matter what else I teach you, it is irrelevant. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so I'm going to try to say it a different way. I'm going to literally say the same thing again. This time, I'm just going to say it slower. Then it'll work. If you do not understand or receive, if you're too arrogant to receive number 4, you've wasted your money. You've wasted your time. You've wasted your effort. You've wasted your money. You would never get finances. It will not happen. Now, I understand I'm speaking limitations over you. This is not a limitation. This is a fact. If you don't understand number 4, you're going to miss the whole boat. Does that make sense?
Yes, sir.
So, I need for you to ask a lot of questions that you personally struggle with. Don't make up one because you want to. No, give me what you actually struggle with. Make sense? All right. Well, what is number 4, right? You've been waiting, talking slower than normal, almost have a dramatic cadence about myself. Number 4 is, wait just a little bit longer. No, I'm just joking. Okay. She's like, just tell me. Okay. Number 4, the law of contentment. Yes. Number 4 is the law of contentment. Okay, you got it. So you look like you need a review from the other days. Is that why you have that face on you right now?
Yes. Okay. Contentment.
Content. Content, and then mint. the law of being content. Remember, I'm teaching you the laws of money. You don't have to believe in this. Do it, receive. Don't do it, still receive what the law will grant you. Okay. The law of contentment. What do I mean by the law of contentment? What does that mean?
Being happy with where you are.
Okay. Happy with where you are is a wonderful definition. We'll accept that. That's great. That's great. Ah, yes, question.
I think I'm missing 2 and 3.
You're missing 2 and 3, so let's do the review then. Day number one. I talked to you in day number one about the... Well, day number 1, 2, and 3 was over one subject. It was over the 7 principles of money management.
Okay.
So do you have all those?
Yes.
Okay,
and that was 1 through 7.
That's 1 through 7. So okay. You're not missing anything.
I'm not.
Now for you guys, I don't have to review it. Just pause and go backwards. Does that make sense? Okay, sweet. Good. No, perfect. So you have 1 through 7?
Yes.
Okay, you gave me a great definition. You said contentment is?
Being happy with what you have and where you are.
Being happy with what you have and where you are. Listen, my brothers and sisters and whatever faith that you are, that you worship in or whatever it is that you call it. Listen, if you don't like where you are, who you are, or what you have, you're going to lose everything. These are just facts. If you don't like what you have, you're going to go do some things that are because you don't like what you have. I'm going to break these down a little bit. The law of contentment is very important. If you are not happy with what you have. Now listen, some of you are going, well, no, I don't want to be satisfied. I'm aggressive and I have goals. Those are 2 different words. I'm not telling you to be satisfied. I'm telling you to be content. Satisfied is accepting your circumstances as this is it. Content is allowing yourself to be happy right where you are. It is only when you happy, only when you are happy where you are, can you get more than what you have. Now, when you're ready to break this down, we're getting ready, over the next 23 minutes, we're getting ready to get into it. I want to tell you, law number 4 is very important. Okay? All right. Great. One more thing. Relax. I've slowed down the pace. I've made it this way. I'm talking slow on purpose. Because now, I have to soften the soil for you to receive this information. Ready? Here we go. You've been taught all of your life that hustle, 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 work hard. Hustle, 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 work hard. Yes. But you have to watch your motive when you're doing it. If you're hustling, working hard because you have dreams and goals, great. If you're hustling, working hard because you're not satisfied where you are, your family is probably broken. Yes, that I slowed down on purpose. You can't see the faces in front of me, right? This. I don't know what to tell you, okay?
Hold on.
Yes.
It made me stop like mid-sentence. Watch your motive when you're...
Watch your motive when you're hustling and working hard. Because if you're hustling and working hard because you're not satisfied, or you're not content, I should say, with what you have, your family life is probably broken. No, there's nothing harder than you being unsatisfied with what you have and who you have, and then grinding and working 18 hours a day only to be tired and come home and want someone to motivate you, but they can't because they don't like you. Just because you love someone don't mean you like them. Just because you love someone, just because they're your spouse don't mean you guys are friends. Just because they're your siblings don't mean you're friends. Just because your parents don't mean you're friends, although parents shouldn't be friends, but you get the point of what I'm saying. You understand?
Right.
OK, Okay, so what you need to understand is you want this money, you have to be content with the money you have now. What does that mean? You want a new house, but you don't take care of your current apartment. You're never going to get it. And if by chance you do receive it, you won't take care of the house. Mm. Here is another way for me to put this down to you. And this is very important because this, I'm doing this slowly on purpose. This is very important. I need you to understand this here. All of you are where you're where you are in life because you prayed to be here. Now, if you're not religious, use prayer as meditated. Okay, so you have prayed slash meditated to be here. Okay, this is what you've done. And you said your deity name, please let me, or old universe, whatever you did, right? Whatever you did, you said, I need to be here. And I want to be there so bad. And if I just had the opportunity to be there, right? You've been, mm-hmm. been there? And watch this here. I got you. But then when you got there, you don't like where you are. That means when you weren't there, you wanted to be there so bad. But then when you got there, you're ungrateful. Everybody listen to me, whether here or here, you're exactly where you prayed to be or meditated to be. And now you don't like that place. You thought that if you got there, you would be happy, only to find out that you drug your same unhappy self to your new position. Yes, you had a question.
Well, because my perception has changed a lot since working with you, the question that I was going to ask kind of went out the window. So I'm not sure if I should still ask it or not for someone who used to have the perception.
Sure, ask it.
So my question would be, okay, so you say where I am today, I'm exactly where I wanted to be, exactly where I prayed or motivated to be. But I didn't pray or meditate to be where I am today. So
is that? Yeah, yes you did. Anybody that's going to say that, I call BS, okay? Anybody that says, well, I didn't ask to be here. Yes, you did. Yes, you did.
Like, I asked to be.
Yes, you did.
By this age, I asked to be wealthy with my farm, with my animals. My horse ranch. Not mm-hmm. farm. My horse ranch. Mm-hmm. With, you know, some chickens, a couple cows, mm-hmm. you know, with my car, you know, kid, dog. Mm-hmm.
Makes sense.
But that's not where I'm at. So.
But you asked to be here. You see how you have this, it's called cognitive dissonance. You have this one neuron. Did we cover that in this? I teach so many classes. Was that this one?
I don't know if we covered it.
Okay, well, I'll give it to you if I did. It's, you have a neuron holding an idea and a belief system. And then when something else is introduced to that idea or belief system, it can't. It causes scientific frustration. So what normal people do, which is like 80% of the world, you reject the new information in order to remain comfortable. Yes. Yes. You reject the new information in order to remain comfortable. So watch this here. Now, keep that in mind. We're going to answer your question that you already answered in your head, but you asked it out loud. But you did pray or meditate to be here. Watch. I'll prove it to you. Before I prove it to you, everybody in this life, you have exactly what you want, whether you want to admit it consciously or unconsciously, or whether you don't want to admit it at all. The truth is, you're exactly where you want to be. And this is financial classes. You're broke because you want to be broke, because you want to have someone else to blame for why you can't save. Because if you can't save, if you can't invest, then that means you don't have the brain power it takes to do something any average person can do. Okay, and you don't have the discipline it takes to do what any average person can do. So it can't be your fault, because now you're going to have to admit, I'm below average. I'm not saving because I'm below average. No, I don't know anybody that's going to say that. So what you're going to say is, I'm not saving because, and you got all these.